Hello again, this is Norma, and today I'll be talking about confessing and confession. Let me tell you about the good stuff first. Confession has a purpose, a spiritual purpose. Confession is good for the soul. Yes, it is. Confession brings you closer in relationship to others and with God. Confession actually humbles us. And that's always a good thing. Confession should change us as it brings us into a right relationship with God. And best of all, confession restores us and is life-giving. Confession also keeps us in balance as it forces us to look inward and look outward, and it keeps us from living in denial or in sin. Because you see, confession is a form of repentance. Sometimes we must confess sins we've done against others. Maybe they've not even seemed that bad. But when we've pushed our agenda at someone else's expense, what may not look overtly wrong can be wrong-minded and hurtful to someone else. Basically, confession makes us authentic as people. I think of the sinner's prayer. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. The sinner's prayer is a prayer of repentance. That is a powerful statement. The publican, who was a tax collector, knew he was unworthy. And he knew God was worthy. He appealed to God's merciful being because that is where real mercy is found. The Pharisee, on the other hand, did not. The Pharisee saw his own good acts, his self-righteous ways, and consequently, he was blind to his own heart. We can be that way. He saw his own goodness instead of God's mercy. I want to read to you how it reads in Scripture, because it really is a measurement. So listen to this. Two men went into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I'm not a sinner like everyone else, for I don't cheat, I don't sin, and I don't commit adultery. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income. So there we see a comparison, don't we? But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. From the scripture in Luke 18. We appeal to God's mercy. I have a friend who always says, Lord, have mercy when something negative happens. I used to think when she would say that, of course he has mercy. But now I know that when she says it, it is an invitation for God to act concerning the situation, much like a prayer. So what is confession? Confession is acknowledging where we're at in our spiritual life, what we've done. Where we've fallen short, does it need repentance? Yes. And where we want to be. In our confessing, we are wanting to restore into a right and holy relationship with God. There are three things we must make sure of in our confession. First off, when we confess, we must make sure that we mean it, that we're sincere. Secondly, we must make sure that we are honest, that we're being truthful. And thirdly, that we are doing it for the right reason. And what is that right reason? For love of God and love of others. It is not a list, and it is not just something we say. Confession comes from the heart. God is waiting with open arms, for he loves a tender spirit, and confession takes a tender spirit, tender toward the things of God. God is not looking for perfect, cookie-cutter Christians. No, he is not. Rather, God is looking for people who are willing to follow him as sheep with a shepherd, who have the right heart, a heart that is open to him. Well, I wish you well on your spiritual journey. I hope this has been helpful in some way. God bless you, and may you have a good day. Thank you.